Let's go out to the big German, Mario, who doesn't have any friends here. I did have somebody come up and say, thank God for Marvin and Dylan. Part-time graphics, full-time gambler.
You are now listening to the 1215 Club.
Welcome back to another edition of the 1215 Club. Whole gang is united here. My Ari on the mic, joined by Dylan the graphics guy, Marvin the print, Eric the big German, Ray, PA Ray. I guess you're going by PA Ray now?
I guess. We'll roll with it.
And Dan just walked in. You want to come
Hi,
and sit down?
Hey, hey.
I actually was going to get into, I wanted to get into right away next week, the expectations. We were trying to get Tyler to come in, but he refused, just like he pretty much does every week.
Well, I tried to tell Tyler that there's certain things he has to do for content.
Yeah.
He may not like you, but he should still come in for the betterment of the show.
And it was a topic today on the show about him kind of, for lack of a better term, complaining about doing the sandwiches next week. And I wanted to get his take on it.
This isn't going to help your relationship with him, but
I don't
he
think
wasn't
I'm aiming
complaining.
For that at this
point. He was just cautious. He wanted to make sure he did a good job. And he said to try to do two sandwiches each day for our Elite Eight. And he was concerned about that. And I said, I understand that. You don't have to make the sandwiches, but you can maybe heat them up on the Traegers, and then we can have the sandwiches. That's all.
Well, I wanted to give this as a form for him to...
A forum
for him to kind of just express any more, you know, concerns that he may have, and he just refuses the invite every time. It's a little frustrating.
Do you want me to go get him?
I would love for that.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me see if I
think
can.
There's some other stuff that we want to talk to him about, too. It's not only this. So.
Okay. Just don't make this worse.
Yeah, we want him to come back.
We do?
Well,
I don't think we do. So Dan's going to go get Tyler.
That'll be fun.
What Dan doesn't know is something.
Should
that
we save it? Should we save it?
Save it for when Tyler
save
walks in?
Save it. I want Dan to find out with us.
You do?
Well, yeah, because it involves... being off the air on TV and then potentially being off the air on radio today for some onion rings. So
worth it, though.
Yeah.
Do we want to go down that
Prioritize. Wait, are you sure you want to open up?
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't either.
Well, the only reason I brought it up is because he said Eric can tell his side of it. And he gave the okay to talk about it. I would not have brought it up otherwise.
I would not do it. I mean, Dan listens to it anyway, but.
All right, well, it's already happened, so here we are.
That's the only reason I brought it up.
I voted against this.
That ship has sailed. It lost power. It's crazy.
Oh, Derek.
Things just...
How do you think that conversation's going with Dan right now?
Probably
like,
not
come
good.
Come on. But... Come on. He's like, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
come on.
He's like, I got to suck on my finger.
I'm okay with this being a democracy. And
what?
A democracy.
Are you good?
My nose is all nasally.
Is that a form?
What happened? What
did he say?
Can't find him.
Heidler. All right, so...
I went outside, I went around back, went in the garage, no Tyler.
Did you check the dog bed?
he's not lying in Winnie's bed.
He's... whatever.
He's sad. He's sad because Winnie doesn't come to work as often anymore.
Somebody asked why, and Penny. I think there was a couple social media tweets about it.
Well, Winnie now realizes that there are no dogs here. Mm-hmm. And all she does is come here and sleep. Mm-hmm. Or she can go with my youngest daughter, who works at a dog kennel, and there's plenty of puppies to play with. So she eats in the morning and then runs upstairs, jumps in bed with my daughter, so she doesn't have to come with me to work, and then she goes to work with her, and she gets to play with puppies.
And why doesn't Penny come anymore?
Today, Penny, my wife was home because it was Good Friday, so her office was closed, and I took Penny out, and she walked right by me to go back upstairs. Yeah. Didn't even look at me, just kept her head down. I was like, excuse me.
Yeah, that's what Winnie does. Winnie looks to see if I'm looking at her, and then she just disavows any knowledge.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Penny is more, I don't think she likes the car ride, mm-hmm. And she's very lazy. But yeah, she's transitioning. You know, she's looking forward to spending time at home with my wife now, so. Which would be good.
Yeah, but, well, if they're listening, we both miss them.
Yeah, Penny came once this week.
Winnie usually comes in once, maybe twice. But she knows if I ask her to come to outside, we're going to work. If my wife calls her, they're taking a walk. And if my daughter calls her, they're going to the dog kennel to play with puppies.
Oh.
So you're like third on the depth
chart. Yes, absolutely. There's no nonsense whatsoever. She knows exactly what's going on.
You're just completely getting ignored at this point? Or if you try to force her to come, she'll...
No, I don't want to do that. No. But, you know, she comes... plays a little bit and then sleeps for 3 hours and then plays a little bit and then take her home. She'd rather play with puppies.
She doesn't miss Tyler?
Well, I don't want to say that.
It's a little lopsided, though.
Yeah, it is. The relationship is lopsided.
Yeah, it's definitely gone.
Dylan loves her. She likes him. Okay. Like, it's a friend zone for her.
Oh. Tyler's been friend zoned.
Yes.
don't break this poor kid's heart. He had a tough day. One thing you didn't know happened today. So Tyler, he likes to make these frozen French fries and onion rings. That seems to be a staple for him.
Yeah.
But they always come out mushy when he does them in the oven. And I don't know, when somebody was here, King's Hawaiian maybe, or somebody bought an air fryer recently.
Yes.
And today was the maiden voyage. But he plugged it in to the same place that the radio audio board was plugged in because he said he needed to monitor the situation. So just as we were going to commercial break, the audio went out because he tripped the circuit breaker with, and he's like, I don't know what to do. Luckily, it wasn't in the middle of the segment.
Maybe that's why he's not coming.
Oh, here he is. Hey, Ty.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
We need to talk to you about the menu.
Okay.
So it's good for content.
Okay.
Mario's not going to be a no, you sit.
I doubt right. that.
Are you staying?
No, no. I'm just a nice guy. I was trying to fill in for you, but...
Oh, yeah.
Dan couldn't speak.
I'm irreplaceable, is what you're saying?
No.
He sets you up nicely.
You're irreplaceable.
Thanks, man.
He said Winnie likes you. She doesn't love you. That's what he said, too.
And you're in a friend zone.
I think she likes you.
Pulling at my heartstrings.
I know.
It's a big show, Ty. We needed you here.
That the relationship's uneven.
Okay.
Yeah. What's up, Ty?
We had to get Dan. We had to call in Big Guns.
Well, because in case you don't listen, Ty, Dan walked in on his own and goes, "Why isn't Tyler here?" And we said, "We invited him." And he said he was busy, Mon. And he goes, okay, let me go find him. And he walked around the whole studio and said, I can't find him.
Yeah.
And then I sent the text message.
That, fair enough. Yeah.
But
so
I was
there
just
a couple things for us to talk to you about.
Sure, yeah.
I was just enlightening Dan to the plug-in to the radio board and going off air. I think it's good that we didn't capture his response on radio and the podcast here.
Yeah.
But my even crazier thing, you were like, "Hey, Mon, don't worry. I plugged it into another place in the same room." I was like,
No. So, all right. So where I had it initially was, and I will admit, not the brightest moment of my career here, but I plugged it into, it was a power strip that had the mixer on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
potentially other things. We don't know what else.
True. Yeah, yeah. That's mm-hmm. correct. And when I had fixed it though, I had plugged it into its own outlet, so mm-hmm. I don't know if that's on the same circuit or how that works, but I don't know.
Right. The problem is, and this is what I was trying to get to, I just didn't want to say anything mean when we were live, but the problem is that the entire core of the radio board is in that room.
Sure.
So
even Marvin's?
Yeah. Marvin's board runs through that room.
Yeah.
So where you plugged into an outlet where there was nothing else plugged into, that's true, but like, so that right there on the wall, that is LP1-10.
Right.
But then this on the wall behind me is also LP1-10. So if all of that stuff is plugged in over here, mm-hmm. the stuff that runs radio, and then you plug into LP1-10 over there, instead of tripping the power strip, you could trip the breaker.
Yeah.
That was my fear. But anyways, listen, luckily radio stayed on the air, and we only lost a tiny bit of TV audio.
At least we had crispy onion rings.
Well, and the other thing is, it's like 10:15, and he's like, "I got to make the crispy onion rings." I'm like, no matter how crispy they are right now, they will not be crispy at 11:40. It doesn't matter what you do. I mean, luckily, Tyler did deliver some crispy onion rings to the control room, so that was a nice little treat.
I thought the food was great today. I enjoyed it.
Oh, what's up, Ty?
I'll take it.
All right, so you had, I don't know how this went down necessarily, but it got back to Dan that you were trying to caution next week with the sandwiches.
What?
I was pumping the brakes a little bit because I was, I just didn't know how, without, I just had mentioned, you know, it would probably require me going shopping on Sunday to get all the stuff ready, and then, which is fine, and I'd be willing to do that, but I was like, do you think we could get away with ordering some sandwiches instead? And, yeah, that's sort of...
I mean, meat Friday, 5 days a week is really tough.
It is tough.
Yeah. I'm going to reenact Tyler's morning. He goes, first of all, I love Tyler, but on Fridays, he is frazzled.
Yeah, that's true.
And, and today in particular was a mess for you. Like, I'm not saying the food, like, the outcome wasn't a mess, but you just seemed a little kind of scattered or whatever. And, so you come in the control room, you're just like, how the heck are we going to do Five Meat Fridays? We're going to have to order. There's no way I can do that.
Yeah.
He's like, can you tell Dan? And I'm like, no, you tell Dan. And you're like, no, you tell Dan.
That's not how it went down.
And I was like, no, that's just tell Dan.
That's not how it went
down. You were there. Oh, Dylan, you don't like that when someone calls on you whenever you're eating. Do you remember when you did that to me?
He's enjoying the product right now.
Oh. I don't recall doing that, Derek.
Yeah. Well, the reminder, you did it. Do you remember how that went?
What?
Okay, never mind.
Oh, this with Tyler and the...
Yeah. Luckily, he took another bite before answering.
So I think it's somewhere in between your two's recollection.
But he did come in like a huff and a puff and
it
blow
was
the whole
house. A little
down.
Frantic.
I feel bad, Ty.
Sounds
like it.
It's a big... it is a big ask. But then Paul didn't exactly pave the road easy for you. He's like...
He kind of threw you under the bus, if being completely honest.
He was like...
Is that a character for him, right?
Yeah. You going to call him over the weekend, talk to him about it?
Probably. He got me breakfast this morning, so I can't really...
I never get one of those.
Yeah. I didn't make the cut today.
Because you're not here until like 2 hours later.
Oh.
He's here 2 hours later than everybody else, though.
Paul is on a weird rotation of breakfast sandwiches. Like sometimes everyone gets it, and then sometimes it's just Tyler and Eric, and then sometimes it's just me and Mario. And he just...
I think he's been doing it for... So just to set the scene here, I guess Paul buys breakfast sandwiches on Fridays for certain... backroom members, is that fair? Does he buy anything for any of the on-air guys?
No, I've never seen that. No.
Marv, have you gotten a breakfast sandwich on a Friday?
I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Because I'm here pretty early, like the rest of BRGs.
Mark's a hybrid, though. So, like, he's like half and half.
Half and half, that's fair. So he buys breakfast sandwich, but I guess he decides to distribute them to different people each Friday? And I think I've only gotten it once.
You know what it's like? It's like when you're in middle school and there's a new captain every week. It's like, what have you done for me lately? I feel like it's like he rewards you for good work that week. Like if you screw up like a stat on Monday, he's like, yeah, there's no sandwiches.
No
for
sandwich
you
on Friday.
I don't think it's quite that linear, but, you know, whatever.
I don't know.
It's like being chosen to be the line leader in elementary school. Yeah, That's how I see it. It's like a privilege.
So I have been, it came up on air, and I'm not one to look for credit, but... I have been cooking at least once or twice a week for months now, breakfast for everybody. Tyler's been a big part in Mr. Week sometimes and helping get that done too. Ray, you literally tried to crack an egg once and like got shells and everything.
You asked me to come there and give you company when I have time. So I think I'm contributing.
Mario tried to help once and ended up the breakfast wasn't done until 9:15.
Yeah. but I did direct for you.
Yeah, you were like, sorry I gave you a massive problem, but I'll help give you some time to fix it for me. But anyway, so I think I get on the list because I make the breakfast during the week.
Oh. And you're just Derek and you're the coolest.
Right.
That's true. That's a good point.
But there's also like, and Tyler and I have been discussing this too, it's like I don't want to do it every day, right? Like my intention is not to become the short order chef for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So I did it once this week. But then a couple times it was like, sausages today, ? And I was like, no, not today.
No, buddy.
Right? Because, I don't know, like it still has to be special, right, Ty? Like you can't play video games every day because like, then all of a sudden it's just like all it is just video games.
Like if Christmas was every day.
Right, and every day is the Super Bowl. Like it can't be the Super Bowl. I mean, I guess every day can be the Super Bowl.
Every day is the Super Bowl.
Oh.
You have been knocking it out of the park with that, though. The eggs, the French toast... That was good the other day.
Yeah. You said that you heard the other side of Ty's conversation with me on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think so. Which one was it? Because there were multiple on Wednesday.
About, like, oh, which bread should I get? And
oh, my gosh. Yeah, I came in, and, like, Tyler's just on the phone with someone. I was like, I wonder who that is. And he's like, well, which bread do you want? Like, last time I got this bread, and he's like, oh, okay, we'll get that bread. He's like, all right, I'll get that situated for you. And then I was like, sitting at my desk, I'm like, yes, this means breakfast is being made today. I can have eggs and French toast, and they both killed it.
I usually get a call from Eric around 7:45 when there's breakfast. He's like, I think I'm going to put together some breakfast today. Can you help just help me out in the control room a little bit? And it's usually exciting when I see your phone comment.
Well, I just don't want to assume that you have, you know, open availability. So I like to make sure that you
sometimes know. I text Eric just an egg emoji with a question mark, and he'll either give me like a thumbs up or a thumbs down, like I'm a gladiator, and he's like, yes, yay, nay. And
sometimes I text Ray a picture of the desert when my water's empty.
Yeah, his water's empty. He's like, oh, I'm so thirsty.
So, Ty, since we have you here, I don't want to waste your time.
I don't want to waste your time.
What is a realistic amount of times next week that we can expect you to prepare the sandwiches?
I'm open to doing it every day if that's what he wants. Luckily, he did say that, you know, if it's too much, Dan did say, if it's too much, then we could, you know, order some. And so I just, a realistic day, amount of days might be probably 2 or 3, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, we go, because Monday we'll have to order in, because we won't have any of the raw ingredients or anything.
Well, you don't even know what it is yet.
Right.
That's part
of
the problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, they have to do the bracket. They got to figure out the regions and whatnot, you know?
Yes. I love the idea, though. It's so funny.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Who doesn't love a good sandwich? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, load up with them. I think some of them are more difficult to execute as well, right?
Yeah.
Like a chicken parm, if you have all the ingredients, is very easy to execute. But like having chicken, breading it, like pounding it out,
right,
frying it, then, you know, like there's a lot of like same thing. Meatballs, oh, I got to make homemade meatballs or not, or, you know, so, and then but then the flip side is if you're going to, you good, Ray? Did you just have a little seizure? Yeah. Or what's going on?
I didn't do nothing.
Started clapping your hands randomly.
Ray, you okay?
Ray's having a seizure. Mario's having a stroke. Dylan's choking. I mean, are we good?
I didn't choke, actually.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
Arizona did.
I did it.
I'm a gambling expert.
That was fine for me last night.
True.
But anyways, so... But then if we order sandwiches, first of all, places don't usually open till 11 or 11:30, at least pizza places, which is if we're doing Italian stuff. So then you're kind of forced to going to like a diner.
Mm-hmm. And the problem also is if you kind of want to be consistent with where you order from, right? So that it's like even across the board, I would think. So if we start at the diner, if the diner's the only place that's open on Monday and we order from the diner, then we kind of have to do the diner all week, I would think.
So you're going to do a little diner scouting this weekend?
No.
Newtown Deli will make sandwiches like early in the morning. I know they have chicken parm.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we can throw the
Ray special. Should be. That's on the list.
That could be on the list. The guy also wants me to tell everyone that they have soup.
Oh, no soup.
He tells me that every single time I go in.
What kind of soup do they have?
It's like just clam chowder, chili.
Oh, I don't know if I'm trusting
Italian wedding or whatever.
He's like, I make last month. What's wrong?
Every single time I go in, he's like, you guys know we have soup, right? And I was like, yeah. Give me the bacon, egg, and cheese, please.
Everybody pretty much just orders breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, unless Tyler orders the Ray special sometimes, and Weekso orders like an Italian combo or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I get onion rings.
Mark gets hamburgers from there every once in a while, too.
How are they, Mark?
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ordered them once. It was good. So that's usually my go-to when Ray ever says, hey, do you want anything from there? Okay. So for sure.
That guy's the man, too. He's jacked out of his mind, too.
Yeah.
We haven't been going there as much because Ray's got his little... Yeah, you got your ruby slippers on now.
No.
Got him.
We've been doing the Uber Eats like
team. Yeah, it's
team
far
pool.
More expensive for me.
It is a lot more expensive.
Well, actually, not
just
for
you,
not
for
me.
For everyone.
It's far more expensive for everybody else, not for me. One time I was like, I got like a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and I was like, oh, I'll buy for Dylan and Ray, which is like, you know, should be like $5 to $8 each. And I get this thing back for like $64. And I'm like, oh, people are going to Venmo me. And I got like $6 Venmo'd to me. And I was like, that was a really expensive.
That was for Newtown Deli.
Yeah.
And it's always been like, it's like you fly, I pay type of deal.
I have no problem paying for you.
Okay. Yes. So I'm excluded.
I just don't know who else.
Okay. All I wanted to say
is probably Mario.
Probably.
I've been trying not to order as much.
Can I get a whole wheat wrap with egg white and tomato?
Sorry, I'm trying to eat something.
Today we
healthy.
Had, or not today, this week we had that guy. We had ordered Uber Eats from Las Frutas. Yeah. And I don't know what the dude did, but like he stopped somewhere in between here and the restaurant
for 30 minutes.
30 minutes. I texted him through the app and I was like, "Are you good, bro? I noticed you haven't moved in a while." He didn't respond, and like 3 minutes later, he started driving here. But I was like, "Are we good?"
All our smoothies were melted too.
I know.
Yeah, my sandwich says half bitten.
So we have one, we're here next week.
Mm-hmm. Here next week,
and then we're off the following week.
Yes.
Which is these two breaks are always very close.
Yes.
This one is particularly close, I think, because the way Easter falls this year, and I think the impact that had on when the school vacations. The local school districts falded. That was very Mario of me.
Yeah, okay, Mario. Falded.
Yeah, you've had a couple of them. I didn't want
is
to
that
falded,
right?
Falded.
Yeah. What were some of the other ones?
You said accepted.
Oh, what?
You said accepted, but you meant to say expected.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an open form for everyone.
I'm a little nasally.
Yo,
I'm still getting over a little bit of
standard
a
Rio.
Bug that I had.
Old Rio?
Last
week. Form Rio.
So, Mario, what part of Florida are you going to?
West Palm Beach.
Oh, no way.
Palm Rio.
It's all on points.
It is all on
I'm
a lot
sure
of
it is.
Yo, what a baller.
Last time I went to Florida, they lost my golf bag.
Your golf bag?
That was one of the funniest days at work I've ever experienced.
They lost my golf bag, didn't bring it for 3 days, so they gave me a ton of credit. And it came a little damaged, so they gave me even some more credit, so I got a bunch
of it did not come damaged. You lied about that.
No, I didn't. It came back damaged.
Sure.
Yamaged.
I wouldn't have to have the pictures to prove it.
You yamaged my golf bag.
Dylan, are you going anywhere?
For break? I think I might be going to Boston for a couple days. Nothing exciting.
Raymond?
Maybe Atlantic City, Derek. Do you want to go?
No. Ray?
I'm going to Arizona.
For what?
Me and my girlfriend are going to go there. I get to play TPC, the stadium thing. Mm-hmm. That doesn't really mean anything to you, but that's where they play when you guys were in Arizona, where everyone went to go watch the golf thing. So I get to go play there. They provide me caddies. Not that I really need one, but that
would
be fun.
Who's paying for all that?
I have my aunt works at like the resorts up there, so it was like half off for me.
Can't hide money, old boy.
You guys talking about me balling.
Tyler, you diner scouting?
No, I won't be doing that. I'm going to Warsaw, baby. Call of Duty all break, I think.
Ooh. What's up, Ty?
What's that?
I don't know. It's just Poland? I just thought of a Battlefront or something.
Oh.
I don't know
that's
what that
fun,
is.
Though.
Me either.
Yeah.
It's gaming? I'm not trying to be funny. What, that's gaming? Okay, gaming. Got it. Marcus, you don't know what you're doing yet, right? We talked about this.
Yeah, I might be going to Arizona for the Final Four.
By yourself?
Well, I got a couple of friends that have an Airbnb. Last season, they booked an Airbnb for the Final Four.
Oh, wow.
Can I come, Mike?
For UConn.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
maybe I go with you.
So I might.
Maybe I go with you.
There is room. Say that again.
Maybe I'll go with you.
Maybe I go with you. Can I come, Mike?
You brought it up today to me, and I thought it was just joking.
No. I'm serious.
Okay. Maybe
I go. My wife was like, you should go.
What week is that? Oh, that's next weekend.
So it's that Saturday and Monday. Okay. So leave probably Friday or Saturday morning.
Okay. All right.
And so
maybe I'll go.
What part of Arizona are you going to be in?
Scottsdale and then
Scottsdale,
Sedona.
Phoenix. Tomato, right?
Yeah, you fly in to Phoenix.
Yeah. So it's in the Cardinal Stadium.
What if we're on the same flight?
It's in the Cardinal Stadium? Damn, these college basketball games.
Well, that's why
games.
Everyone's talking about NIL and amateurism. When the Final Four is in the same building as the Super Bowl, it's not amateurism.
Yeah.
So
I thought they were playing like at the University of Arizona or something.
Nah, baby.
Outside?
Nah, they're playing
with... What?
Outside?
No,
or like
no, no,
in
no.
their
like,
arena.
Like,
in
like
their
the
arena.
College arena.
Like the college, yeah.
No. They got to fit 50. They got to fit 50,000 in there.
Yeah.
So we might not have Tyler on again for a while.
Whoa.
He's a lot of resistance. Ty, is there anything you'd like to get off your chest?
Well.
You told Dan I was an asshole?
When did I do that?
I don't know. He said that he didn't want me to come. You didn't want to come on because
come on, you believe Dan? He says that all the time.
Like,
no,
I thought me and you were getting
Although,
along.
Although today he might have been, he might have a point today. You are.
How?
Remember, you snapped on me.
I didn't snap on you.
Yes, you did. You snapped.
No, I didn't.
So just to explain what I have to do, right? I can't. It's hard for me to cook for a consistent length of time because I have to be back at the board to go to break every 15 minutes or so. So as soon as I start to do something, I've got to get back. So it's like it just adds another element of difficulty to what I do, which is not anybody can do it, just to be clear. But I asked Mario if he could just cover me at the board today. And what did you say? What was your reaction?
You said, so you asked me if I can cover you at the board. I said, I can probably do one segment, but I'm a little bit tied up today. I can only do one segment.
Right.
And then I said, I want to go do the segment. And you were like, I was like, all right, Ty, hands up. I got to go back. I was pretty busy today.
No, you said you would do one break for me.
I said one segment.
Okay, if you were to do one segment, then you would have been there. This is semantics, but you would have been there from when I don't need you during the segments. The level's already set. I need
or
you during
whatever.
The break. So you
for
said you would
piece.
Do one break for me.
I don't know if I said that, but okay, if that's how you want to take it. We're all busy, Ty.
Eric, can you chime in here?
Ty, my only point is everybody has different jobs that we're all busy. So,
I understand.
So it's not like, yes, you are busy, you're contributing a lot to the show on Fridays, but everybody
That's not
is.
What I'm looking for. You've snapped on me.
I don't know did I snap, Eric?
I don't know why I am the arbitrator here, but...
You usually are. You're just the elder statesman.
I think that you were definitely kind of like... You kind of were like, yeah, I can't do this every week, is kind of what you said. Yeah.
Well, last week I did it.
I don't recall.
I did do it last week.
I don't commit that much to memory in terms of like the mechanics of operations. You know,
segment. I did do it last week and I did it this week. So I said, Tyler, I can't do this every single week. I have stuff to do as well.
I think it's hard. Tyler and I have discussed this ad nauseum, specifically the griddle. Adds an element of timeliness to what Tyler has to get done that is, hard to fit in. So he's been tailoring his menus further away from the griddle, but we also want to highlight it from time to time, too. So, the good news is, Mario, you definitely have to do it multiple times next week.
Oh.
Because there's going to be a lot of sandwich rios going on.
True.
Ray may have to do it. Next week,
I don't really have the hand-eye coordination to handle.
That's
some
true.
Of the
moves. No, Ray is. Yeah, Ray.
I think Ray may.
Snoreboard gives me a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that's only two things.
I guess what I'm asking Mario is, are we good? Do you still love me?
Of course I do.
Okay, that's all that matters.
Dan does like to stir the pot in the back. He goes in and talks about the Jets with Rob, and then just bolts out of there, and then I get cornered in there for an hour.
I thought I was back on your bad side.
Absolutely not, Mario.
That's
you could never be.
Because Dan was like, oh. He won't be a d- to you. I was like, I'm not really a d- to you. I think I try to help you out. Oh, sorry. Dando's like, you're not nice to Tyler or you're a mean a-hole. So I just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
Anything else, Ty?
No, that's it.
We've been getting testy the last few weeks. Last week last week was just everyone was at each other's throats.
No, that was simply week. Dylan.
No, that was that's Eric good. And Dylan specifically.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about there.
Somebody gave Dylan a sedative or something today.
That's called cheese.
Oh, that was clever.
Yeah.
Cheese steak.
All right.
Mark, why don't you zip it?
Well, there we go.
I think we've hashed out everything we've needed to hash out for 1 week.
Ty, thanks for coming on. I wish you'd come on more.
What's up, Ty? Yeah.
For Eric the Big German, Marvin the Prince, Dylan the Graphics Guy, PA Ray, Tyler the Creator, yours truly, Ma Ariel. Have a good weekend. Happy Easter.